Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy, worthy, worthy. Oh, 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 oh. Clap your hands for ye people.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, here and on high. Hallelujah. Oh, Zamanata Hashadabaradia.
tip of rescue with the Lord all through the night. And he said, God was here, but he did not know. Ah, this is my testimony of how I encounter God and what God has done for me. Rano shalamarade kabalanianta. Oh, yeah. When I met you in the darkest of night, you came as a passing one bright light, awakening me from deep sleep. I felt an outpouring of your love. You didn't tell me who you were, just took me by my hand and lead me to a safe place.
I am your Savior.
Thunder all very loudly. Within me was anxiety and fear. Why the fire blessed me all around. Then you took me by my hand, lead me through the fire to your secret place.
I am your Savior.
God,
only God,
I paid the
Lord has done. Can you see what the Lord has done? What we waited for has come to pass. See what the Lord has done.
On your wedding day, you're going to sing that.
Can you see what the Lord has done?
When you walk into that property,
can you see what the Lord has?
When that healing happens,
what we've been praying for, He has brought to pass. See what the Lord has done.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ lie unto us in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We welcome each and every one of you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we bless you and we thank you, Almighty God. We give you honor, we give you glory. Spirit of the living God, we say thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. Lord, we thank you for your loving kindness. Lord, we thank you for waking us up this morning. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for keeping watch over us as we slept. Oh, God, we thank you. You are faithful. You're kind. You're loving. As no greater God than you. You're a God above all gods. You are the God of all flesh. You are the creator. You are the CEO of the universe. And so, Almighty God, we adore you. We worship you. Almighty God, in the beauty of your holiness, we say thank you. Hallelujah. We bless your glorious and your holy name. Lord, we thank you for the breath that we breathe that is yours. We give you all honor, all glory. Hallelujah. We lift up the name of Jesus, a name above every name. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for the price you paid for us, to save us, to redeem us, to justify us, to reconcile us back to you. We thank you, Jesus. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask you for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Oh, God, have mercy upon us. Forgive us, oh, God, of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us. We all have sinned and fallen short of your glory. And so, Lord, we repent of everything that we have done that's not right in thought, words, and deeds. We ask you for mercy, oh, God. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy, oh, God. Have mercy upon our siblings. Have mercy upon our nieces and our nephews. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy upon us, oh, God. Forgive us, oh God, and cleanse us of all unrighteousness, creating us a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within us, oh God. Have mercy, rain down your mercy, oh God. Let the blood of Jesus wash us, oh God. Let the blood of Jesus wash and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins. Let the blood of Jesus, oh God, redeem and purify us. We soak their service in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spirit, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak our dwelling places in the blood of Jesus. We soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus, our homes, in the blood of Jesus, our jobs, oh God, our divine purpose and destiny in the blood of Jesus, our cars and transportation in the blood of Jesus. Every water and food, every drink in the blood of Jesus, we soak this day in the blood of Jesus. Full of the plan of God shall prevail in our lives. For God, in the name of Jesus, let the blood heal us. Let the blood redeem us. Let the blood make us whole again. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. Release the blood of Jesus over the airways, the cyberspace, this network, the blood of Jesus. Let it flow like a tsunami in our dwelling places, in our children's dwelling places. In the name of Jesus, our grandchildren's dwelling places. The blood of Jesus. Father, this morning, in the name of Jesus, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we put on the full armor, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Oh, Father God, we put the armor on our children, on our grandchildren, oh God, in the name of Jesus. The armor on each and every one of us, oh God, our spouses, siblings, nieces, nephews, oh God. Great grandchildren, helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Father, we ask you this morning for our fresh oil, a fresh anointing, oh God, not the one from last night, but fresh oil, oh God, pour upon us the oil, oh God, fresh anointing. Refresh our spirit, Almighty God. Refresh our soul and our minds and bodies in the name of Jesus. Refresh us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Let your strength be made perfect in our weakness. Father God, you said you would keep us in perfect peace whose minds are stayed on you, O God. So, Father God, we pray to be focused on you, O God. We come against every form of distraction in the name of Jesus. Father God, help us to remain focused on you. He said, they that hunger and thirst after your righteousness shall be filled. So, Lord, we thirst for you. We thirst for you, Jesus. For you, we need you, Jesus. We need you. We need you. And we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We ask you to send your holy angels, oh God, to be with us, guiding us and protecting us and doing your biddings in our lives. Almighty God, perfect all that concerns us in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, O God. We have a God that will never fail us. We have a God that will never leave us or forsake us. Oh, Almighty God, we thank you for your love, your compassion. We thank you, Lord, for your grace. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy. We thank you. You have a jar for your provision. In the name of Jesus. There's nothing too hard for you to do. So, Almighty God, we thank you, thank you, thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor, Spirit of the living God. We bless your name. We praise you, Holy Ghost. Breathe in us. Breathe on us. Breathe in our environment, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, you said, be ye holy, for you are holy. Father God, holiness is your name. Hallelujah. We bless your name. I call you faithful. You're faithful. Faithful God. Faithful God. Hallelujah. You've never left us. You've never forsaken us, oh God. Father God. So, Lord Jesus, help us in our walk with you to walk by faith and not by sight. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. And we give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. How great is our God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Once again, I want to say good morning to you. I know we kind of late, but I just have a quick word this morning. I'm kind of late. I have a quick word this morning. I stayed up praying, and I really, really thought I was sleeping for 10 minutes, and of course it took 30 minutes because I was up meditating on the word of God. But I still have a word. Amen, in Jesus' name. Revelations chapter 12. I'm reading from verse 10. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation, Now has come salvation. Kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil is come down unto you having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. Hallelujah. And by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they love not their lives unto the death. We thank God for the blood of the Lamb, the blood of Jesus Christ. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Hallelujah. The Lord has done for me. I cannot tell it all. We go around. We should tell others about the goodness. We should have testimonies to share with others about the things that God has done in our lives. When we tell, give our testimonies, we are encouraging someone who may be going through a low period in their lives. We may be encouraging someone who's about to commit suicide and take their lives. Or these people could be on the last. And then they hear your testimony and they become grateful. Grateful and change their mind. Hallelujah. And God wants us to tell others about him. When you're telling about the gospel of Jesus, the good news, the gospel means good news. What is the good news of Jesus that you have? Because every one of us have good news about Jesus. And we can tell someone what miraculous things have he done in your life. What has he done that you can share and tell people? Don't give up. Stand on his word. Stand on his promises. Hallelujah. What can you say to someone that will push them, that will encourage them, that will motivate them? Our brothers and sisters, keepers. Hallelujah. So we all have testimonies. We all, when we say what God has done or what he's doing in our lives, we can encourage someone, bring someone out of that pit. Hallelujah. The whole Bible you read from Genesis to Revelation is a testimony of the prophets and all the things that happened, and by their testimony, their narration, you read about Job, you read about James, you read about Peter, you read about Joshua, you read about Moses, you read about and Joseph. Hallelujah. How Joseph's brother sold him. And all these things, you read and you see that the end of the story is good. Because Romans 8:28 says, all things work together for good for they that love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When your destiny, there are sometimes we have to be careful how we pray. because sometimes some of these things we go through is the Lord allowing us to go through these things to purify us, hallelujah, to bring us to his expected end. That's why you got to be careful how you point your fingers, because you do not know what God is doing in that person's life. It might not be that that person is evil or have done this or that. It's because God said, I'm going to use them. I told you yesterday, for my glory, for his glory. Jesus used, remember Lazarus. He used Lazarus for the glory. He used the woman at the well. Hallelujah, to bring glory and honor to his name. She was the first evangelist, a woman who had five husbands, the sixth one, she saved it. And the seventh man she met was Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Where we go about frowning and saying negative, evil things about people. Jesus purposely meet this woman at the well. Had an appointment with her. Hallelujah. Isn't he a mighty God? To encourage a woman or someone who has gone through different situations and relationships, that he still loves and he still cares for them, from that living water be made whole. The water he gives, the woman at the well, hallelujah, she thirsted no more. She became, this woman became the first evangelist in the Bible. Oh, you could tell. You look at the story of the woman caught in the act of adultery. Hallelujah. Naked before Jesus. And our accusers wanted to stone her to death. And Jesus said, he who without sin cast the first stone. And all of them dropped their rocks. And Jesus said, woman, where thy accuser, go and sin no more. But we can talk about Jesus, the Bible talks about a man at the pool of Bethesda, and he wanted to get in, and he's been coming there for 38 years. And Jesus comes, and Jesus heals him. There's a set time of favor. There's a set time of breakthrough. There's a set time of deliverance. Weeping may endure in the night, but joy, joy cometh in the morning. Don't give up on God. Hallelujah. Your destiny was planned. Everything God had put in plan, even when you go left, God still has a way out for you. What he says he will do, he will do. You came to fulfill his purpose. I came to fulfill his purpose. I came to fulfill his will. You came too. He's no respecter of your person. He said, let thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. So you came for kingdom purposes, to fulfill his purposes for your life. Hallelujah. So God has great plans and good plans. But to accomplish those plans, he has to walk by faith and not by sight. So what I'm saying to you, you read the Bible from one part to the next. You saw David going through different things up and down, even though he was anointed at an early age to be king. He just didn't get into that kingship right away. Look what Saul running after him, doing this, doing that. It took time. You see, God takes us through the process. God takes us to the process. We want quick fixes. But God takes us to the process. It's better to take time to move upward than to reach upward without going through the process. And then the enemy, you're not, your foundation is not strong, and the enemy can kick you down the stairs. But when you go through the process, hallelujah, you become stronger. The deeper the roots, the stronger is the tree. You are a tree planted by the rivers of waters that produce fruit in its season. Who am I speaking to? I'm telling you this morning, plain and simple. Don't give up on God. Do not listen to naysayers. And some of you, you tell your business too much to your friends. Sometimes you just need to get on your knees and take it to God in prayer. Not everyone that says they are your friend, they are your friend, because some of them laughing when they see things not right. And so no, because when you put that phone down, they call another person and they call, but take it to God in prayer. Because all of God's purposes will surely be fulfilled in your life. But don't give up. Stand still. See the salvation of the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't give up. Don't give up. He wants to strengthen you. He wants to strengthen me. Hallelujah. Increase our faith. Increase our strength. Don't give up on God. If he says he will do it, he will do it. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. So this morning, I want you not to give up. He said, try me and see if I will not open the windows of heaven for you. Don't give up. Don't give up on God. Don't give up. Your children, your grandchildren, don't give up. Stand still and see the salvation of Almighty God. I could go on and on, but I'll stop right here. Stop right here. Just wanted to tell you about the goodness of God. He's wonderful. He's amazing. He's great. Father, we thank you this morning for your word. We thank you for all your promises that you've made in our lives. We thank you for the blueprint you give us to fulfill your kingdom purposes. Thank you, Lord, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. Thank you, Lord, for your unspeakable joy. Thank you, Lord, for your fresh oil and fresh anointing. We thank you, Lord, for empowering us to fulfill your purpose for our lives. We thank you, Lord, that when the enemy came against us like a flood, you raised up a standard. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness and your goodness. We thank you, Lord, for protecting our children, our grandchildren. We thank you, Lord, for keeping us safe. We thank you for providing. In the name of Jesus, we bless your name. Father, there are people right here this morning that their faith is shaken. The Lord, increase their faith. They are your sons and daughters. We are your sons and daughters. Strengthen us. Those that are sick, heal us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we bless your name. Thank you for this wonderful and beautiful day. Lord, this day I especially pray for my son who celebrated his birthday this weekend, but today is actually his birthday. Oh, Lord, I thank you for that child, oh, God. Wow. 40 years. It looks like yesterday. Oh, Lord, I thank you that every promise you made and spoke in his life, some have come to pass and some will come to pass. Oh, Lord, that you spoke even before he was born, that the day before he was born, you spoke so much about who he will be, what he will be. And so, Lord, I thank you that I do not give up because your word is a yes and amen. And so, Lord, I thank you and I bless you for his life. And I pray, oh, God, that you will take him from glory to glory, strength to strength, favor to favor. Shield him, protect him, oh God. Cover him in the precious blood. I thank you. He could have been dead, but it's because of you. So, Lord, thank you for him, and I pray for those, all those, not only him who's celebrating their birthdays today or this week. I pray your blessings upon each and every one, oh God. We pray for good health, long life, oh God, sound mind, body, prosperity, and most importantly, godly wisdom. And those who are celebrating their birthday that do not know Jesus Christ, we pray for salvation to come to them, and we pray for those who have not received the gift of the Holy Spirit. Oh God, that you will touch them, oh God, that they will receive your gift in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and we bless your name. So Lord, teach us to forgive as you forgive others, and teach us to love as you love others. We thank you, oh God. Thank you for Apostle Boy, you, oh God. We thank you for Sis Ben, and we thank you for Sis Mariama, and we thank you for all those who are celebrating their birthdays during the month of April, including myself. We thank you for your goodness, your grace, your love, your mercy. If it had not been God who was on our side, where would we be? Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. From thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name we have prayed. Amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name pray. Amen and amen. God bless each and every one of you this morning. You pray for me and I'll pray for you. Even if you don't pray for me, I'll pray for you. God bless you. Have a wonderful and a blessed day. Thank you for joining us in Jesus' name. Amen.